This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. What I live for, the chance to change and be
humanity.
Everything I can be
has been asleep, but we're awakening. And the technocrats that think they're so powerful are about to get their asses handed to them. We're taking your phone calls right now. You heard a police officer calling from Broward County where they're... I don't just believe the caller. He sounded credible. It's there that they're trying to train them for gun confiscation. They're trying to train them for round up people's kids. They're trying to train them for checkpoints. I mean, it's going on all over the country. And I even got a clip of the mayor of Chicago pledging allegiance to the New World Order. That's coming up. But let's go to your calls right now. Who's been holding the longest here? Michael, in my hometown of Dallas, now under Democrat control. Michael, what are you seeing up there in Big D?
All right. Hey, what's going on? Hey, I got some cluster bombs to throw out to you and the InfoWars here. Let me get these out. I'll try to knock them off real fast so you can comment or ask questions or whatever. But first one is, I know you're aware of Event 201, but in Section 7 on the website for Event 201, as well as on their YouTube channel, there's a YouTube called UN Chief on COVID-19 and Misinformation. That Section 7 talks about the need to flood the media and the need for a public-private partnership to flood and overcome all the misinformation and disinformation so as to offset, you know, truth, basically, right?
And oh, yeah, the New York Times is saying, you know, censor everyone, flood them, make the Americans submit. And they say the WHO's the boss, so we're under UN global government attack. But, of course, we're doing it under the medical banner. Oh, the medical people, we can trust them.
Yeah, and I learned about that through Event 202. You can look that up as well on YouTube. It's a good thing. The other thing is, I know you're familiar with, of course, the Rockefeller Foundation and all the doings. But right around the turn of the century, when they gave us the IRS and the Federal Reserve, they actually overtook the medical community and kind of hijacked that. And if you look up there was actually a battle between Louis Pasteur's germ theory and terrain theory. Now, there was an interview that David Icke helped make possible, because he talked to the gentleman who does London Real, and Andy Kaufman got on there. There's really a lot to be discussed here, because it boils down to whether germs cause these things or whether they come from within, right? And so that really begs the question, what's really going on here? Look up Stefan Lanka, S-T-E-F-A-N Lanka, A-L-A-N-K-A. He's out of Germany. He's a doctor. And he won a German Supreme Court showing that measles virus does not exist. He won a Supreme Court decision on this because somebody challenged him. He threw down the gauntlet. This is a big, long-standing, 100-year-plus misinformation campaign that viruses are coming from outside of us. They come from within us. So look up terrain theory, and I'd be really interested in hearing your thoughts on that.
Well, I mean, all these different schools of thoughts always fight with each other, and some schools of thoughts have no validity. Others have a mix of validity. Some are, under deep study, end up being, you know, pretty much right. Obviously, viruses come from within you, because the virus is going to the cells and program the mitochondria to mass produce the virus. And so a compromised or diseased person is going to be easier for viruses to go into and replicate and turn your body into a factory. It's an outside force coming in and programming it. So there's truth in both those schools of thought. I don't think one school of thought or the other is accurate. Does that make sense?
Well, dig deeper, because there's a microbiome, and look up Royal Rife, R-I-F-E. He was a scientist in the 30s.
No, I know all about it, and frequencies and all that.
You know all about Royal Rife?
Yeah, I mean, I know the frequencies affect our bodies.
There you go. Beautiful stuff. It needs to be.
All right, brother, I appreciate your call. All right. Ah, Jeremy, CJ, Nathan, Glenn, Robert, and Derek. Your calls are T-minus 60 seconds away. But whatever you do, don't tell folks to tune into the program. We don't want to defeat the globalists. Just keep InfoWars secret.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run. It'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, what goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at the cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said, on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine, and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, if you ever wanted to see tyranny, you're getting a front row seat to it, finding out which part of the country is still America, what parts aren't. New York City, woman handcuffed by police for not fully wearing her mask. Why media coverage of COVID-19 has been so bad? The clenched COVID fist of government. Those are some of the stories up on InfoWars.com. We'll get to that video a little bit later. But, oh, you're a hero if you attack people. You're a hero if you take people to jail. You're a hero if you do all this. But the airlines are open. People are flying in from all over the world with the supposed COVID-19. This is creating a hysteria, creating a mental illness, because you do have deaths from the cold viruses and the flu viruses and the pneumonia viruses, and now they're going to fetishize it and make every event a huge hysteria to lock down society and make us dysfunctional. It's the sabotage of the human civilization, so we accept the driverless cars and the robots delivering our food. This is part of humanity becoming kept slaves. This is the takeover. Let's go to Glenn in Kansas. Glenn, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. We all know that one of the greatest tools of the enemy is the media. The pandemic scam would never have been possible without the media enabling that. They enable the attacks on Trump. They hide the vaccine damage. So we need a bunch of strategies to take action against them. I know that's what you do every day, but I'm just emphasizing none of these problems are possible without what they do.
And it's all monkey see, monkey do. Oh, wear the mask. And even ads on Fox News show the people doing the ads from their homes. And it's just all like, oh, we're heroes. We're doing it to stop the increase, to cut the number down. And it's all made up. And now they tell us, it's never going to end. No, we're never going to go back to school. We can't ever leave our houses again. What an insane power grab. Glenn, I appreciate your call. Anything else? All right, there he goes. Let's go ahead now and talk to Derek in Oklahoma, which we call North Texas. You're on the air, Derek. Welcome.
Well, I am a fellow Texan, sir. Yeah, if you're not angry, something's wrong with you. You're not bleeding red, white, and blue. I want to know why Trump don't open this back up. But you said he was naive. I'm thinking he's either incompetent or he's controlled opposition. He's violated his oath of office by taking our steps, stomping on our rights.
Well, he has said he wants to totally reopen. But what does he do with the states, the counties, and the cities? Ignore him.
Well, all these mayors and governors and him himself, if they violate the Constitution, according to the Constitution, they should be removed from office immediately.
Well, actually, the Supreme Court of Wisconsin told the Milwaukee mayor and others that you can't do a lockdown. It's it is unconstitutional to say you're all prisoners. This is all just color of law intimidation.
Well, Trump's the most powerful man on the earth. He can change it. He can stop all this. He can go tell Fauci and Gates and all them to go pound sand.
No, I agree. Well, I'm not defending Trump, but I'm telling you, he did just sideline Fauci. And then look at Gates and all them attacking and Fauci attacking Trump. So, I hear what you're saying. What do you think Trump should do?
He should reopen this sucker up and get us back. He should just honor his oath to the Constitution. None of this would be happening.
Well said. Thank you, sir. CJ in Michigan, where they've got big demonstrations going on today that the governor threatened police with. What ended up happening up there? Says your military active army on COVID-19. What's your take from Michigan, CJ?
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call, Alex. Appreciate it. Long-time listener, first-time caller, over 10 years. I was actually up on the steps at Capitol waving that green stripe, blue stripe flag, if you've seen it on all the channel news for the first time on a gridlock. I did just want to call and say, to help crowdsource, you know, it's a culture war. You talk about it, it's really what it is. We try to get everybody above us to do these things, but, you know, it is up to us at the end of the day. So just in sharing your information, I actually, to get people to even listen to it, you know, all these people around me, very smart people, they might lean this way or that way. But, you know, if you go to your phone and you kind of just save the video, screen record, just take a little grid option, and I'll take the logo out of it just a little bit, you know, the vaccine summits, the leader, you know, the food health program there. I mean, all of them, the doctors, and just share the information that way. And I just get such a big response from it because, unfortunately, people, they choose not to believe something, even though it's, you know, valid in-your-face information. They'll just forget it. But, yeah, we're still up here in Michigan fighting the good fight. I appreciate it. I joined the Army out of the good Fort Sam Houston there in San Antonio. Lived in Austin for quite a few years, so appreciate everything you're doing. Worked in those same film studios, so we got a lot of people that just need to keep sharing this information, and it's up to us at the end of the day. So anything you can do to get people, intelligent people that don't want to believe, to see the information, that's just a little tidbit that I've been actually able to sway some.
What you're saying is action is victory, compliance is death. Everybody just needs to be heard, get out, spread articles, spread videos. I was talking to some of the crew. They've been sent 10 times or more the last day. A clip where I said a week ago, Trump has sidelined Fauci for fraud. Well, they're all doing it through instant messengers and through Facebook messengers. They won't let you post it on Facebook, but the instant messengers is what got Bolsonaro elected despite censorship in Brazil. So people are finding ways to get around all this right now, and people are very hungry for the truth. CJ, thank you so much. God bless you, sir. Okay, let's take another phone call here. Who's up next? Let's talk to Nathan in Michigan, another caller from Michigan. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
I'm all right, man. Crazy times.
Three things I want to say, and then I got a question for you at the end. So, first thing, I had a teacher. I'm in school at Henry Ford for biotechnology. So I had a professor that actually worked at the Wuhan lab. And, you know, of course, he said, it came from a bat. Of course, he gave me a look like, you really think I'm going to tell you what really happened? But, so I actually took it upon myself to, go and interview the hospitals in this area. And, when I went to go upload it, it only let me on Facebook upload, Garden City Hospital, which supposedly they have COVID patients there. But I went to the two other ones and, I went to, one was closed, and I got a video of a woman there saying, we're completely closed. There ain't a single patient here with COVID or anything else for that matter. And I got an interview with another hospital that, you know, the guy basically said, we're getting our hours cut. We're below capacity. There's nothing going on here. So I want to expose that. And then, another thing I did is on April 30th, I was in the Capitol at Lansing there here in Michigan. And, you know, they had some Q people out there and everything else. And I actually had some of your stickers and I left. left them with a sticker. I left one on the ground by this guy had a Q stand set up there. So I left on the ground in kind of a secretive way for him to find the little sticker that says IMQInfoWars.com. So that was fun. But
well, let's go back to what you were doing there. The fact that you're showing the hospitals empty. 3 months ago, they go, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. 2 months ago, now they admit, okay, yeah, we are empty. Okay, it wasn't a big deal. So it was 20, 30 times lower than what they said it was. But now they're trying to tell us we can never reopen. It's a power grab, plain and simple. We have to expose it. I appreciate your call. God bless you. That's all they do is they say, you're a hero because you're wearing a mask and you're not going out. And all you're doing is bankrupting the economy. So we all go into debt. The bankers take over. It's a very simple equation. Oh, you want prosperity? We'll punish you. We'll show you. All right. More calls straight ahead on the other side. We're going to go to Coastie and Robert and Skyler and Jim and Jeremy and Mark and others straight ahead on the other side. And then Robert Barnes on the huge developments of the Flynn case, the deep state coup against the president, and more. He'll be in studio coming up to talk about that. And then Owen Schroyer takes over with the War Room at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
Look, it really is common sense. When we give up on common sense values, we become slaves. This is the way it works. And the globalist corporate system just wants domesticated people so you're out of the way so they control you. They don't want innovators. They don't want independent people. They don't want a middle class. That's all it is. And so they're like, oh, you're not going along with our new world order. We'll just bankrupt the whole world economy. They will say that every death from the common cold is the end of the world and create this fear and sycophantically tell you how you're heroes because you go along with it. But as Mark Twain said, a lie goes halfway around the world before the truth puts its pants on. And the truth's putting its pants on right now. And this whole hoax is imploding faster than you can say lickety split. Coasty. In California, active military, Coast Guard on COVID-19 and vaccines. What's your take on this whole globalist power grab?
Well, Alex, I think it's a little bit, you know, conceited of them the way they're going about everything. At the same time, you know, it's scary for me because, you know, being active duty military, they pump you full of every vaccine they have. You know, it's kind of, you know, been on my mind a lot, you know, starting to listen to you. You know, just in the past 6 months or so, I mean, my dad's been listening to you forever, but, you know, I don't know how I would go about, you know, denying that vaccine if I could even deny it. Because, you know,
let me tell you, if it's experimental, they're not even allowed to give it to the military. But the military isn't usually aware of that, so they use military as guinea pigs. So it's wrong, but the military bucked the anthrax shots, and they had to stop giving them.
Yeah, they, you know. Hey, that's what's scary because the military, you know, you have this group of people who have no choice but to be tested on to an extent. I know back in the 70s and 80s, they were doing mind control stuff for the Air Force and all sorts of other crazy things. You know, what's to say they're not going to, you know, the first wave of these vaccines testing out on the military?
And I think you're absolutely right. And again, I'm not even defending the government itself. The government's we the people. You have compartmentalized groups that carry out these crimes. They've been caught engaged in these crimes, and that's why good people have to say no to stuff that's unconstitutional. Because just because you waive some of your rights to join the military, you don't sign up to be a guinea pig for unapproved drugs. The law is they cannot give you experimental vaccines.
Yeah, it's just you have to have those people who are strong-willed enough and God-fearing people to say no.
You got to have officers that throw it in the trash and say you took the shot. It's time to stop complying. The damn things don't protect you. Believe me, the officers aren't taking those vaccines, brother.
No. It's going to be the lower enlisted, and unfortunately, that's what I
think. Oh, yeah. They squirt it in the trash. They tell the nurse, you bumped up that in the trash can. They're not taking that stuff.
Off as if I took it. But, you know, another thing that I was seeing, you know, the Coast Guard itself has been, you know, doing a lot of publicity. You know, our Master Chief Petty Officer of the Coast Guard, you know, the highest ranking enlisted person, posting pictures on Facebook of him going and getting his blood taken for this antibody stuff. And it's, you know, trying to, you know, propagate it out there as this is a good thing, guys, go do it. And it's just everybody's falling into the trap. And it's sad to see.
Well, we've got the statistics that this doesn't kill as many people as the flu does. So it's a giant hoax and it's meant to shut down the economy. God bless you. I appreciate your call, sir. All right, let's take another one here. Let's talk to Skyler in Washington. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks. Yeah, I called in to talk about Obama and the breakthrough in General Flynn's case. And thanks to your reporting and everything, we know all roads lead to Obama and his cabal of crooks going after the Trump presidency. But this information is like a needle in a haystack right now. Wanted to touch on that and also have another point about the topic of Obama.
Yeah, you're on air, brother. Lay it on us.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, I was sort of had a divine intervention moment when I was watching Obama's speech at the media dinner there, where his last words were "Obama out," and he had his mic drop moment. I thought that was suspicious, so I did a little research and thought, does "Obama out" translate to anything else? And it does. It translates to "the king is dead" in Sudanese and Yoruba. And at the time, I was listening to a gospel song that was singing, "The king is alive," and I think Jesus is king and is alive in our faith. And enough said, right? However, as I was researching this, I also found out that "Obama out" translates directly to "inhale death" in Sudanese and Somali. What do you think about that?
Obama is a demon. He is a horrible, sickening, filthy person. And we know that. Like his first big speech was in Cairo to launch the Islamic attack on the West. He got caught funding the Muslim Brotherhood out of Kenya. I mean, he is just an absolute God-hating, America-hating piece of trash.
Yeah, well, I think what's going on here is that the enemy has enabled and kind of created a huge rhythmic drift cycle. And people are caught in it right now with the economy being shut down.
Oh, well, the average leftist even knows now it's about getting rid of Trump. It's like a little, oh, we're all getting our money. Like all these big leftist universities are giving their students money back, and they're giving the employees raises. But then the average person with a business tries to go get the money, you can't ever get it. So this is a giant wealth transfer by the deep state. I know why Trump tried to prop it up. He believed, you know, he was trying to keep the economy going, but he's been screwed at every level, and it's a giant mess. Skyler, God bless you. Appreciate the call. Jim in Dallas, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thank you.
Hey, who's been screwed is the American people by these power abusing government bureaucrats. And just the way President Trump can create the Space Force, because he owns the administrative division, he can do whatever he wants, he should create a Bureau of Government Oversight, where their only job would be to protect citizens from these abuses of power, like with the FISA stuff.
I agree. Instead of the FBI, there's a government bureau that goes after government bureaucrats.
Yes, sir. Exactly.
Boy, they wouldn't want that, would they?
No, they wouldn't, but he can do it tomorrow. All he has to do is say, Justice Department, or he could use a JAG Corps in the military. I'm assigning you this, put 10% or 50% of your budget in. He needs no approval of Congress to do this. This is why it works.
No, you're right. That's how presidents have created all these bureaucracies. How about he gets rid of a few of the bureaucracies, too? That'd be good, too.
Well, that would be good, too. But this is to protect the citizens from those employees that we can't vote for. They're there, and unfortunately, that law that they passed that makes it impossible, basically, to fire people in the administrative branch, they stay in place, and they can abuse the power, just like the IRS abuses, right? Or other citizens like Schaefer Cox that have had their rights ripped away because of these guys. The Flynn case is the time to do it.
What do you make of the judge in the Flynn case saying she may still put him in jail? Or he may still put him in. I mean, the judges never even had the power to do that. This is like totally rogue government here.
It is. And the only way to remove a guy like that is the impeachment process. Congress needs to get off their butt and start doing their oversight job and removing the judges like this guy.
I agree, because they've created another branch of government with these judges. Great points, Jim. Thank you. All right. Speaking of that, Robert Barnes is going to be here. We're going to talk to him. We'll continue with your calls as well. And then in the fourth hour, I have a special guest host taking over. Jason Jones has a bunch of big people joining him as well. We're not supposed to be on the air. We're supposed to be shut down. But thanks to you, we're still on air.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, affordable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food.
most folks never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So get your orders in right now. They can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, affordable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in, at ForStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes here with us, and I will continue with a few of your calls in the next segment as well. Then Roger Stone's personal lawyer is going to be on with us to talk about the whole General Flynn, Paul Manafort situation. But Robert Barnes is here. He's doing the specialty show we've been doing the last few months, 7 to 9 p.m. American Countdown. A lot of radio and TV stations are picking up, and that is obviously there for everybody at Infowars.com/show@band.video. But these videos going back years ago of mainstream news saying there is no spying on the president, even when it came out they were, these are not aging well. And now we have the unclassified Office of the Director of National Intelligence came out 2 days ago or yesterday, May 13th, And it says right here that indeed Joe Biden and others were spying directly on candidate and then elected and then President Trump. And then they lied to Congress. Comey and others said Trump was not the subject, even though James Comey's right there. This is from the FISA court. This is unmasking Joseph R. Biden. This makes breaking into the psychiatrist to the Democrat candidate look tame in comparison. This is lightning in a bottle. What do you call this?
I mean, it's Nixon's plumbers on steroids. I mean, basically, apparently Richard Nixon's only great mistake was not weaponizing the NSA rather than trying to outsource it to ordinary plumbers. He wouldn't have needed to break in. He could have just had the NSA spy on every conversation that took place. Frank Church, who formed the church.
But he knew it was so illegal, he had to do it separately.
Yeah, exactly.
The arrogance of doing it through the agency.
I know. Well, that's what's extraordinary about this. For all of Nixon's problems, Nixon never weaponized the government itself against his opponents. The argument was that he tried to cover it up after the fact. But he wasn't using the FBI to go after his political adversaries or the IRS to go after his political adversaries.
Because he knew that was too dangerous.
Exactly. He considered that to be something that maybe happened in the regular course of events, but not something any president should do. So he had more respect against abuse of power than Barack Obama did. Obama clearly weaponized everything. It's now clear what the combination of the ODNI's revelations were is that not only did you have this massive unmasking, and that's just spying. That's the only other way to put it. They promised originally.
What it means is they're illegally spying on everybody, but, oh, we don't unmask, so we're not surveilling. You're being watched, but we're not taking the blinders off.
Exactly. That was the whole pretext. The whole pretext was, don't worry about this. We're not going to misuse and abuse this power. This power went in because the Church Committee found the NSA and the CIA and the FBI illicitly spying on the guys they were spying for in conversations. They were spying on American conversations. And they created the whole Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, to prevent that from happening, and said, okay, we will never look at any American's conversation, and if we are, it will only be unintentional or incidental. We will not be deliberately unmasking their identity, which is the same thing as full-blown spying on that person.
So now they targeted their political enemy. They tried to infiltrate. They ran these two big impeachment scams. They've been caught in a major crime.
Oh, it's an expansive crime, because not only were they going through and spying on him, and they were spying on him before he was even conversing with people. They were spying on him the day after Trump got elected. People are unmasking his identification for a string of conversations. And it's not just people at the NSA or the FBI who are doing it. People at the Justice Department.
Oh, they were treating Trump's phone lines like a $3 whore.
Yes, and wide open for business. And it was the entire nature of the structure in which they were doing it. And then they misled people. Samantha Power misled people. Joe Biden misled people. And, of course, Susan Rice, who was the first one to get caught doing this, she initially said she had no idea what this unmasking allegations were about. Turns out she was completely complicit, of course, all the way through. But the reason why she wrote that CYA email on January 20th, that said, hey, by the way, on January 5th, Barack Obama held a special meeting in the Oval Office about General Flynn and about what we were up to.
They all said, hey, they said that a year ago. Brennan said it, Clapper. We were ordered by the president to do this. So they CYA'd back then.
And
while the media denied they ever spied, they admitted they did.
Exactly. And what they did is they tried to come up with a pretext. Like, for example, it was a meeting where he brings everybody together and he says, whatever you do, do everything lawfully. Well, if your goal is to do things lawfully, you don't need the FBI director there. You don't need the Justice Department there. If you're saying, I don't want anything.
It's also come out Obama told Comey, don't tell Trump.
In that conversation.
Which is even more criminal.
Exactly. What happened was he was telling him, he said his pretext for not disclosing information was, hey, by the way, we're going to be basically trying to target this guy. But don't worry, we'll all be on the up and up. But by the way, because we're targeting him, don't tell the Trump administration critical intelligence. Keep all of this information from him and keep other information from him so he doesn't know what this full score is.
Okay, so folks know the cover-up failed. It's come out now. Where does it go next? I mean, what does Trump need to do to press the attack?
Well, I mean, it's clear he's going to have to, because the counterattack was last week Obama comes out and lets his conversation leak, saying, by the way, we need to stop the General Flynn case from unraveling right in front of our eyes.
And then the judges instantly, by the way, you told Kit like 2 weeks ago for an article he wrote you predicted the judge would do this contempt move.
Exactly. And what's happened is it's bifurcated. So first Obama leaks it. Then 2 days later, an ex-judge writes a piece in the Washington Post saying, hey, by the way, maybe you could appoint an independent counsel to look into other potential issues and miscarriages.
So now judges are making their own little...
Because, and guess who is? The guy, the ex-judge who wrote that Washington Post piece, yesterday Judge Sullivan appoints him for the precise role he campaigned for in the Washington Post. This is extraordinary. And to give people an idea, even Professor Turley noted, no one has ever seen a federal district court judge do this. This has not
this
happened.
It's a power grab.
Complete power grab. It's, hey, if you think you're going to get out of the situation, you're not. I'm going to find every pretext, every...
Well, explain how that works. If prosecutors drop under U.S. law or under common law, it's done. How does a judge go, no? Since when is the judge the prosecutor?
Exactly.
They're supposedly the neutral arbiter.
Well, it gives you a frightening sense of what federal judges think. So that judge who wrote the opinion that gave, that planted the idea in Sullivan's head. This is a coordinated campaign. Obama gets his conversation leaked. We got to stop this. 2 days later, key Obama allies, ex-judges, writing pieces in the Washington Post, giving the roadmap that Sullivan follows. Because a little secret, Sullivan's not the brightest judge in the world. And so the, and then Sullivan follows that script to a T. Now, in fact, what the judge wrote in the Washington Post piece, who's now been appointed as a MECI independent prosecutor, effectively, by the federal district court judge, Sullivan, is, oh, you can, a judge for...
But how do you even do that when the prosecutors drop it?
It's an old theory, which is that if it would be a miscarriage of justice to allow the case to be dismissed, you can refuse to dismiss. That, but the D.C. Circuit is clear. That's only when the government is playing games and they're trying to re-prosecute someone.
Wouldn't that usually go to the appeal level?
Yeah, without that. He has no authority to deny the government's request in this case. The only time a judge can deny the request is if the prosecutor is actually trying to hurt the defendant by game-playing the system and bringing new charges in lieu of the current.
Sure, because a judge can only do this if they caught the prosecutor being given a bag of cash in the parking lot. But then that would still get bumped right to appeal.
Yeah, correct. The executive branch has complete discretion. So they cannot, the D.C. Circuit decision.
So this is the court trying to be the executive branch.
Absolutely. He's trying to usurp the executive branch's power and saying he's going to find it wherever he can. That's why he's talking about inherent authority, which I've always found sort of bogus. Inherent authority is something that's necessary authority for authority you're specifically given. Federal courts otherwise do not have broad
authority. Yeah, you don't have inherent authority unless you have the inherent authority.
Exactly. And to go and say, I have inherent authority to pretend
to
be president.
If I have a house I own, I could order it demolished, even though it's crazy. It's my house. But if I don't own the house, it's my neighbor's house. I can go, inherent authority, I demolish your house.
Exactly. It's got to be incidental to a power that already exists. The most shocking, I think Judge Sullivan already knows he cannot deny the government's motion.
So is this just a political stunt?
It's the second move. It's the contempt move. It's that was always his card to play, was to claim that, hey, you know what, General Flynn previously pled, so any attempt to reverse it, I'm now going to call contempt of court, criminal contempt of court, criminal perjury, and I'm going to use my power. When politicized judges want to go after someone,
but
they
doesn't
use their...
Flynn just argue that he was pressured and it was a misunderstanding?
It is, but that becomes a jury defense. In other words, the judge issues the charge against him, and then he has to defend himself to the jury to say, look, and this is what's frightening about
it. So the answer is Congress should impeach this judge.
I think that, given what the judge did, yes. And the reason is bigger and broader than General Flynn. The two things should happen. One, President Trump should quit waiting for the justice system to do justice. Go ahead and pardon General
exactly.
Flynn.
Exactly.
Pardon Roger Stone. Pardon all of it. The scam is over. The game is over. End that part of it in reverse course and start going after the people who did that.
Yeah, why doesn't Trump just exercise his power?
It's long overdue. I think he's been told just to wait for the justice system to work. That's going to take way too long in this case.
We'll be back with Robert Barnes. I'm Alex Jones. Newswars.com, Infowars.com, and band.video. Share that link or Zuckerberg wins.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%. 8.1%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. Life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I remember when I lost my mind.
There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo.
Even your emotions have an echo.
And so much space. We're back live, broadcast worldwide.
And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch.
But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I knew too much. Damn, do I know too much. Does that make me crazy? Yeah, it makes me crazy. Robert Barnes is here, and as an audience, we know you know too much, too. In fact, I know so much that I look at the globalists and how they play one-dimensional chess. They're willing to do horrible, evil things because they don't respect themselves. They don't respect us. They don't respect the fact they're going to get their asses handed to them in the end. I mean, anybody can see that, woo, they're going down a very bad road, and they're taking us with them. Let me just throw this in. All this news is out there about vitamin D3 and how it's essential to a healthy, good life and how it defends your body. We have Ultimate Krill Oil that is almost purple, it's so red. And if you know about krill, that's when you know it's good, is when it's red. So this is the highest grade krill oil we can find.
I say that because there might be something better out there, but this is the best we can get. And it is just pure krill oil, and it's psychoactive. I mean, there's no doubt that your sleep, your stamina, your libido, everything. And these things are so strong as it's seeping through on here. That's 50% off. That sale has got to end by Monday. Because I don't have a new sale yet. A bunch of stuff selling out. We've got more than 20 of our best-selling products. World Red Pill, Red Pill Plus, 50% off. Ultra 12, Under the Tongue, Vitamin B12, 40% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. Bodies, 40% off. Turbo Force, 40% off. Krill Oil, 50% off. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Tremel Vitality, 35% off. Palma Block, 50% off. You know it's selling out. Swarble Foods available again. This is how you fund the operation and their great products. Experience it for yourself today, and I want to thank you all for your support. Going back to constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes, what do you call this political time we're in? Because judges have never acted like this. The Democrats have never. I mean, they're just crazy, and they just keep doubling down and never giving up, and now they admit they're trying to blow up the economy. To stop Trump, but the polls are showing that it's actually having the opposite effect. But I'm concerned. What are they going to do now? Steal nukes and set them off? I mean, what I'm saying is, it's a dereliction of duty if we, the people, and the president and others just keep letting them escalate their temper tantrum.
No doubt. I mean, the way I equated it recently is this: they are acting like they're the ATF at Waco in 1993. That's the kind of mindset mentality, a sort of power-intoxicated group of people who do not believe there's any real meaningful restraint or restriction on their course of conduct.
Because the more power I get, the more concerned I'm going to misuse it. Because you've got a huge hammer, you better watch out. They get more power, they go crazy.
Exactly. It's always had the reverse effect. It's had the effect of increasing their desire for more power and to show off that power. I mean, the ATF started the Waco the way they did, then they finished it with everybody burned out and a bunch of kids dead. And what was their first objective? To raise the ATF flag over the compound. So it's a certain mentality that's a disease mentality, an infectious mindset that puts people at risk on a daily basis.
Yeah, they weren't thinking about the PR effect. They're like, let's just burn it down and piss on it.
And show the world we're boss. We're the ones. We're in charge. We're in control. It's people often who have they did a psychological study of Nazis, and they looked at their diaries from World War I, and they found certain psychological commonalities in their language and in their internal note-taking that reflected a deep inner insecurity that led to this need for this external power. And you're seeing the same thing with a lot of these.
Because they lost the war.
Exactly. They lost the war, and there are people who go all the way going back where felt so inadequate that they had a need for this armor of extreme behavior in order to feel confident in the world.
Well, you're right. I've read those writings. They were obsessed with losing.
Yeah, they called it red nurses, white nurses. And it was this, they had certain unique obsessions that predicted. You could, if you just knew their diaries, forecast which ones would become Nazis and which ones would not, just looking at the World War I soldier diaries. The same dynamic is here, is you have this psychological sense of inadequacy by these people who seek power.
But why
for that
don't
purpose.
They ever, when they get their ass, they keep losing, 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 but they keep doubling down?
Because they need the power to survive, I think, at a core psychological level. And so when their power is threatened, is when they go more and more crazy. Because if they're acting reasonable, if they're acting rational, they would recognize it's not in their own interest to expose the system the way they are.
Well, let's move past them. Bill Barr is starting to impress me. He's doing more and more good.
Yes.
Trump, though, at a certain point, if I'm letting a pit bull run around and bite kids in my backyard, at a certain point, it's my fault.
Exactly.
So they have to stop them.
Correct. He's got to take action. So, I guess today there was talk where he did an interview where instead of using his power to shut down these illicit investigations, people are pitching him the idea of using the military to go out and do vaccines next year. So that's not a good idea. He needs to start exercising his own power, ignore
all of that. Oh, you'll be powerful if you make people take shots. We'll be nice to you.
Exactly. He's got to ignore all of that. They've already given him tons of bad advice. They told him to play out the Mueller thing, and all that did was lead to unnecessary harassment investigation and bogus prosecution.
That's what I'm saying, is they keep escalating the hoaxes until I'm wondering, if we survive COVID-19, what's the new What's the new thing they're going to pull?
I mean, they're going to keep trying everything they can, and if it fails, they'll try something else. That's clear. That's why the president has to start to push back. Playing nice, playing ball has not worked at all. It's time for him to instead start to assert the presidential power he inherently has.
You know, I'm not a Pinochet guy. I don't want leftists to get helicopter rides, but they're trying to give us helicopter rides.
Oh, no doubt about
it. At a certain point, I'm like, well.
But the power of the pardon is an incredible power to totally re-script justice.
And why is he intimidated by that?
I think people told him, oh, you'll be perceived as being political if you do it. Enough's enough. All of these cases are political. These are absurd actions. When you have left-leaning professors like Jonathan Turley say he's never seen anything like this in his life, and not only that, it threatens to cover up prosecutorial misconduct and police abuse all across the country, because most of the people who raise that are people who have been criminally accused. Many of them have pled.
And by the way, I'm not in some exercise defending the police in every aspect of like the general public. They have problems. The police are the ones that don't like this plan to go grab people's kids and do forced inoculation.
Well, look what happened.
That's a damn suicide mission.
Exactly. Well, look what happened to the Seattle cop. The Seattle cop went forward, said, hey, my boss said we're going to apply the Constitution. That's our only oath, not to the governor. Now he's been put on administrative leave, and they're threatening termination to him. Just because he said he was going to uphold the Constitution.
So the public should rally behind him and make him mayor.
Oh, yes, of course. No, exactly. And there needs to be more public rallying in order to show the president the right path. This is an extraordinary abuse of power by Judge Sullivan. This is a dangerous, precarious misuse and abuse of power that threatens the rights of people.
Well, let me hear your prediction, because everything they do fails, but they keep attacking. What's the next escalation?
So many of these things are completely unprecedented and unparalleled. But my guess is you're going to start to see more judges try to unilaterally claim power they don't have. Aside from prosecutors in random offices trying to target Trump associates and affiliates for whatever other reason they can come up with, you're going to see judges, if he lets Judge Sullivan get away with this, other judges are going to say, hey, I'm just going to claim inherent power to investigate over here or look at this person over there or attack this person here. That's the problem. That's the risk. And that's why he has to push back now. That's why he has to draw the line now and say, pass this line, go no further, in order to protect the rights of all
But it is like a bad teenager throwing a fit.
Yes, yes. There's definitely and how do you handle that? You send them to their room. You don't say, well, let's see how this works out. You don't say, hey, let's see what happens over the next hour.
You say, I'm taking the car keys.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to be able to remove that person's power to continue to cause harm and send a public message. And if Republicans have any guts at all, they need to do two things. One, look at impeaching some of these rogue judges. But also, I mean, if it was good enough for the president, it's good enough for judges who
By the way, it's beyond guts. They'd have to have raw guts not to fight this. They better go on the offense to show the out-of-control deep state that we're not going to be appeasing this or trying to hide out and hope you don't get hit. Let me just tell Republican leaders something. I know most of you are smart. A lot of you aren't. Being attacked by the New World Order is a good thing. You need to stop worrying about being attacked. You want to be attacked.
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, you need to welcome it, invite it, and then counterattack as necessary. But what's happening is people are simply not asserting the power that they have. People in the Senate are not asserting the power they have. The president hasn't asserted the power that he has. It's good to see Attorney General Barr start to assert power, but this was an obvious case. This was an obvious instance of abuse of the Flynn prosecution. It needs to go further. And that's why the president could send a message by not only pardoning General Flynn, but use it as an opportunity to pardon Roger Stone, who's on the clock to go to prison within days or weeks.
Well, I'll say this, and we got another lawyer popping in. He'll be with us. Then the other host takes over, Jason Jones. This whole thing is insane, and it just gets weirder and crazier. And the Democrats think they're going to shut the economy down and blame Trump. No one is buying this. So, but I don't say that in a confidence way. It's actually scary that they're so stupid and they think they're going to get away with this. I mean, this is crazy town, ladies and gentlemen. And it's what Americans being asleep has allowed to grow at the universities and the media, because these people are in their own bubble and they have no idea what's really going on. We'll be right back with hour number four. Stay with us and spread those live links.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.